Election fraud added to Aung San Suu Kyi's growing list of charges. The former Myanmar leader goes to trial in 2 weeks. The new United Nations Special Envoy on Myanmar believes that the military must be included in all talks to resolve the crisis in the country. But Nolene Hazer is clear that they cannot be allowed to take the lead in negotiations. In a CNA exclusive, she's told Mae Wong why the military needs to be part of the solution, even though Myanmar citizens have strongly reacted with engaging with them.
It cannot be military-led. They have to be part of the discussion, but all the different stakeholders have got to be at the table. So is this going to be a difficult job? In fact, it's been called an impossible job. But really, that's why I am engaged with all the stakeholders, including the NUG, the NUCC, all the various ethnic groups and the ethnic arms organization and the military. I think at the end of the day, let's try to find out where are some of the commonalities. Nobody wants to see Myanmar fall. None of the stakeholders want to see Myanmar fall into a bottomless pit.
You have also broached the idea or suggested the idea of power sharing. But that's something that the Myanmar people are dead against simply because they believe that the military has no place in politics.
The point is we have to start a process. And you can't immediately come in with the ultimate solution of what you want. The military is in control at this particular time. And something has got to be worked out. It could be a process. I know that many young people, especially the young, they're willing to die fighting for a total political transformation. Any political transformation requires a process, and it's not going to happen overnight. And therefore, I want them to have something to live for, not to die for. And they need to go to negotiate what this power sharing could look like over a long term. And they have to be at the table.
What will you be doing to bring them all to the table? Because we all know that it is going to be an uphill battle.
This is not just my job, again, to bring people to the table. I think it's everybody's job, especially ASEAN. I think ASEAN has to play a role together with the regional countries that share the borders. None of them would like to see the displacement that is taking place or the violence that is continuing. It serves nobody's interests.
You have said before that the bottom line is to stop the killing, but the killing continues as we speak.
The killing will even get worse unless we find a way to actually stop it. And I have said that the best way to stop this is through the humanitarian corridor and the humanitarian pause. And this is where I'm working with ASEAN, precisely because ASEAN, in the five-point consensus, talks about stopping the violence, creating a humanitarian framework, and also to bring people into a more comprehensive engagement. So before we can even reach the constructive dialogue, as they call it, we need to actually get onto the humanitarian assistance framework. And here, the ASEAN envoy, the ASEAN chair and me have discussed this. I have been in very deep conversation with them, and we are planning, ASEAN is planning, a humanitarian meeting where all the different players will be brought onto the table.
The Myanmar citizens don't believe that whatever humanitarian aid is going into Myanmar will indeed be given to the people who truly need it.
This is the thing. That's why it's so important now to work with ASEAN. And I'm working very closely with the ASEAN envoy. I'm now 6 weeks into my job. And I have consulted literally all the different stakeholders. And they are willing to come to the table if we can ensure certain amount of trust, at least on the humanitarian side. And I think that this is where we need to go if we are to even build trust and reconciliation, not for the talks, but talks about the talks.